أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وبرزوا لله جميعا فقال الضعفاء للذين استكبروا إنا كنا لكم تبعا فهل أنتم مغنون عنا من عذاب الله من شيء. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the previous ayat explained the condition and the situation of the disbelievers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of how they reject the rusul of Allah, the messengers of Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained the consequences of this attitude of theirs in this dunya. They will suffer failure. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of their situation in akhirah and the punishment that they will have to endure. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of their righteous deeds. Well, not their righteous deeds, but the good deeds that they do in this world. What the condition of those deeds will be in the akhirah, it will be of no benefit to them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains their situation on the day of qiyamah and the moment when they are admitted into hellfire. Allah says in Surah Ibrahim, Ayah number 21, وَبَرَزُوا لِلَّهِ جَمِيعًا. Every one of them, all of them will appear before Allah. They will all stand before Allah Azza wa Jal. There will be reckoning, there will be accountability that will take place. فَقَالَ الدُّعَفَاءُ لِلَّذِينَ اسْتَكْبَرُوا. When they will all be admitted and cast into hellfire, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the weak ones, those who were considered weak in the community, who did not enjoy any prominent status, did not enjoy fame, perhaps did not enjoy wealth, they were considered as the weak ones, but they were disbelievers. They looked at the arrogant ones, they looked at the proud ones, they looked at the haughty, the rich and famous ones. Generally you find in any community, the trendsetters are not the poor ones. The poor community or the weak community or the weak sector of the community, they are not the trendsetters. Nobody looks up to them for any sort of guidance in terms of lifestyle, living and so forth. Generally you find it is the rich, the famous, the prominent ones, and the arrogant, the haughty ones, they are looked at as examples and models in community, of course, referring to an un-Islamic community. So, now the weak ones, they will address the arrogant ones. وَقَالَ الدُّعَفَاءُ لِلَّذِينَ اسْتَكْبَرُوا إِنَّا كُنَّا لَكُمْ تَبَعًا. Look, in the world, we were following you. We looked up to see what you had done. We looked at your ways. We looked at the trend that was set by you. So, you were leading us. We were simply following you. We did what we saw you doing. فَهَلْ أَنْتُمْ مُغْنُونَ عَنَّا مِنْ عَذَابِ اللَّهِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. So can you avail from us? Can you benefit us? And can you relieve us from anything of Allah's punishment? Now we are facing punishment here in Jahannam. You have the power in the world where you managed to persuade us and you managed to win us over onto your side so that we follow you and we tread the path that you have trodden. So, is it possible now for you to relieve from us some of this punishment that we have to endure? Not all the punishment, but at least make a plan for us so that this punishment can be reduced. Qalu, the arrogant and proud ones will say, لَوْ هَدَانَ اللَّهَ لَهَدَيْنَاكُمْ. Had Allah guided us in the world, we would have guided you. If we had hidayat in the world, right, then we would have given you that hidayah. You would have also been on hidayah. سَوَاءٌ عَلَيْنَا. Listen, we are all the same now. We are all equal. There's no arrogant and weak, or no wealthy and needy amongst us now. سَوَاءٌ عَلَيْنَا أَجَزِعْنَا. Whether we panic and we are overcome with fear and we complain and we disapprove of what is happening to us right now in Jahannam, it is equal. عَلَيْنَا سَوَاءٌ عَلَيْنَا أَجَزِعْنَا أَمْ صَبَرْنَا. Or we choose to just endure what is happening to us here in Jahannam, مَا لَنَا مِن مَحِيص. There's absolutely no escape for us from the situation we find ourselves in. وَقَالَ الشَّيْطَانِ. Shaitan will be there. And he will be observing this discussion and listening to the talk between these people who have been admitted into Jahannam because of his efforts. So he will now speak up. وَقَالَ الشَّيْطَانُ لَمَّا قُضِيَ الْأَمْرِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, once the decision has been finalized, people of Jannah are admitted into Jannah, people of Jahannam are sent to Jahannam, Shaitan will address the Jahannamis. وَقَالَ الشَّيْطَانُ لَمَّا قُضِيَ الْأَمْرِ. Shaitan will say, once the matter has been decided, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَعَدَكُمْ وَعْدَ الْحَقِّ. Listen, Allah's promise, the promise that Allah made to you, that was the actual true promise. That was the promise of Haqq. Where Allah says, what does Allah promise? وَاللَّهُ يَعِدُكُمْ مَغْفِرَةً. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises in the Quran, مَغْفِرَةً, forgiveness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises Jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises good things in Akhirah. Shaitan says, all those promises made by Allah, those were true promises. Those promises were in reality the truth. وَوَعَدْتُكُمْ. And I also promised you, Shaitan will tell them, I also made certain promises to you, فَأَخْلَفْتُكُمْ. But guess what? I went against those promises. I broke those promises. What can you do? I made a promise to you and I lied. I promised you this and I promised you that. I promised you different things. But I went against those promises. وَمَا كَانَ لِيَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْ سُلْطَانٍ. But Shaitan says, don't blame me. I did not have full authority over you. It's not that I pulled you by the head and made you commit what it is that you have committed. I did not have full authority over you. You had mind, you had an intellect, you had the ability to think and to reason. I did not have full control over you. إِلَّا أَنْ دَعُوتُهُمْ. All that I did was, I gave out the invite. I simply invited you. And you accepted the invite. I didn't force you to do what you had done, the kufr that you committed and the sins that you had committed in the dunya. He says, إِلَّا أَنْ دَعُوتُكُمْ. All I did was I invited you. There was an insinuation, there was a whispering, there was an invite in whatever form. فَاسْتَجَبْتُمْ لِي. And you responded to me. And you answered the invitation and you honored in. فَلَا تَلُومُونِي. Shaitan will tell them all, don't you dare blame me. Don't blame me. Don't point fingers towards me. وَلُومُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. Blame yourselves. Blame yourselves for the punishment that you are to endure in Jahannam. مَا أَنَا بِمُصْرِخِكُمْ. I cannot assist you, rescue you, or help you in any way. وَمَا أَنْتُمْ بِمُصْرِخِيَّ. Nor can you help me in any way. We are all stuck here. No one can help anyone else. إِنِّي كَفَرْتُ بِمَا أَشْرَكْتُمُونِ مِنْ قَبْلِ. Now what does he tell them? He says, I disbelieve in the shirk that you committed in the past. He's now becoming a believer, Shaitan. In Jahannam. What's he saying? He says, I disbelieve in whatever you associated to me in the world, in the form of shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ الظَّالِمِينَ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. He says, certainly the unjust oppressors and the wrongdoers shall face a painful punishment in the Akhirah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant